Okay, so we're just live on everything, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's basically... I mean...
If I'd known we were going to do video, I would have, you know, put on some makeup or something.
Yeah, I mean, you probably... There's still time, I mean...
Nah, I can't do that while driving. I'd have never developed that skill. Live from my sick Yaris.
Yeah, this is a pretty sick fucking Yaris. I like this flat, empty space with nothing, this weirdly flat
deck.
Ooh, it's got HD radio. Ooh. Always. That's really good. I have some stories about HD radio that maybe I'll tell you some other time.
I don't even know what HD radio is. How is that different from satellite radio?
It's like you tune into an FM station, and then if it has an HD, like, digital... You know, so you know how you can get, like, HD TV over the air with a shitty little antenna?
Yes.
Apply that concept to audio.
Okay.
Where it's like, you'll get the FM, and then it'll kick you into HD, and it'll sound, like, much better quality.
All right.
Except for the part where it's still fucking FM fucking radio.
Yeah.
And then some of them have sideband channels. So, like, KMEL has a HD2 channel that just runs Ryan Seacrest's America's Top 40 on a loop with no commercials.
That sounds like the hottest of hot shit.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Tim Tracy says, sidebanded!
Hi, Tim Tracy.
Oh, I bought a drink.
Yeah, you did.
I already drank a smaller one of these earlier.
Oh, great. So you're raring to go now.
Let's fucking wind it up. Oh, God. God, I'm dying.
I keep drinking this gas station coffee. It's the only reason I come back here.
Yeah, for the gas station coffee?
Yeah. It's Seattle's best, you know.
Isn't Starbucks in Seattle?
It's Seattle's best.
So they're just like, fuck you, we're better than that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really weird way to, like, build your business. Well, maybe not that weird. I don't know. All right. This is your phone hooked up?
Yeah.
So you got your phone...
Bluetoothing,
straight up toothing.
Yeah.
This one's broadcasting. This iPad with the broken screen is also broadcasting.
Is this how you saw the future working out?
You know, no, but
just a million screens all doing different things.
I don't know, man.
Like, unwieldy fucking things trying to broadcast this and attach this and that.
I don't know, man. We live in a fucking nightmare.
We do.
It's like it's a beautiful nightmare a lot of the time, but make no mistake.
It's going to be the doom of us all one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Van over here. This guy says, my dad and I got a Yaris when we went to T.I.
Treasure Island?
I don't know. That's what I thought of.
I don't know any other T.I.s other than the rapper.
Maybe they went to T.I.'s house, pulled up in a Yaris.
Iggy Azalea was there. She was just like hanging out on his lawn.
Yeah, true. I mean, it seems like you wouldn't... I mean, I guess you'd have to rent a car to get to Treasure Island. Because, you know, you have to get on the Bay Bridge.
Right. Yeah, you can't just, like, walk there.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, walking on the Bay Bridge, do they?
No. I mean, not legally.
That's what I was referring to, is, like, actual, like, walking paths.
No, they don't.
Okay.
No.
Most bridges don't. I realize that. The Brooklyn Bridge, I think, has like a cross thing where people will walk across it.
That makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes you might want to walk on a bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. There's always fucking people doing dumb shit, jumping off that. People jump off the Brooklyn Bridge a lot?
Occasionally. George Washington Bridge, too.
That's the one that Solid Snake jumped off of, isn't it?
I can't remember. Metal Gear and me are not.
Yeah. you know.
Coming in 2017, Metal Gear Navarro. It's just the cast of Metal Gear Scanlan, except I'm there. And I'm just like, I don't understand what any of this is.
Why? What is this shit? Why would anyone do this?
Why are they still talking? God, they're still talking.
Did you see that Konami officially announced that Silent Hills was not happening?
Yeah. Long live the shambling corpse of Silent Hills. That company, man.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, they're in the real estate business, they're in the...
Health and fitness business,
they're big in the gambling business, they're big in the shady dealings that come with being in the gambling business, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, they've been bad for a long time. This is just a particularly egregious example, and public egregious example.
Yeah, but this is just them fucking shedding the last of it. I'm just going like, ah, fuck it.
No more video games.
Or, you know, like, whatever. They shipped, like, more games on iOS than they did for consoles last year, and probably the year before that.
You're right. I should rephrase. No more console games.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, and of course. Why would they?
Go out with MGS5. Just go out with it. Go out with a bang. Be done.
Yeah.
Get out. Just get out.
Just get out. And then make fucking, you know, Bomberman for iOS that no one wants to play.
Go make that Winning 11 pachinko machine. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it. You shoot 11 balls, and I don't know, soccer fucking happens. I don't know how pachinko works.
I don't really either.
You shoot a lot of balls.
I've never actually seen a real pachinko machine working in front of me. I've seen, like, computer-generated versions of them. And
there are
I've
tons
seen...
of balls.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just one ball at a time. It's like, here's a fucking zillion balls.
Oh, I love balls.
I know you do.
I just feel bad for Guillermo del Toro because he's now 0 for 2 on video games.
Well, I mean, so what?
I like him. I want to see him actually get a game made.
Why? Do you think he would be good at it? Do you think he knows enough about games to actually do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That guy actually seems like he gives a shit about video games and really loves them. He loves all sorts of nerd shit. All
right.
I believe that he would at the very least be able to contribute a good story and good characters for a game.
Hmm. Yeah, because that's the thing that, like, I just, like, when I look at this news, like, people are like, oh, no, like, fucking whatever. Movie guy wants to make a game and then it doesn't happen. Of course! That's how these stories end every time.
Yeah, I know. I know. Unless you're Steven Spielberg and you make boom blocks.
Right, yeah, yes. Unless you adjust your fucking...
your expectations.
Expectations fucking way down. Whatever, fucking boom blocks was rad. But...
but that wasn't supposed to be the only game that Steven Spielberg made.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, Unsane probably would not have been good. I'm not even going to, like, it was THQ at the end of THQ's,
right.
Like, give it a fucks phase, and I could totally see that game being a disaster. But this one, you know, him, Kojima, I don't know, PT showed some promise. Who knows how much either of them actually touched that thing, but still...
I thought I'd remembered hearing from someone that, like, VO had gotten recorded for Silent Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So there was at least, like, work that had been done.
Like, there was a script of some kind.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Any more details on the premium member meetup for a big live show live? Yeah, we took sign-ups on the message boards and filled up that list pretty good. I think people will get an email from that if they haven't already. For that thing.
Yeah, that's happening this week.
Right.
That's
yeah,
why I'm here.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense. We're doing that Wednesday.
Yes, we are.
Like, kind of all day. So.
Vinny's here, too. Not here, but, like, he's in San Francisco
okay,
right now.
Okay, got it.
He's not in New York anymore. That's the key thing.
Yeah, traffic, man. It's been fucking
They made this four lanes, and somehow it is still...
Yeah, it's fucking...
It's still like this.
It's some suck-ass shit.
It's almost like widening the freeway did nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, yeah. For a while, it was fine, and then it got bad.
Do you think that train, when they officially make that, is going to have any impact whatsoever?
Maybe, because a lot of these fuckers are going to Marin.
Right.
Like, traffic clears up around around the mall or something.
Yeah.
Around Central San Rafael. So, I assume those people might benefit from a train.
There's probably at least a decent number of people taking that damn ferry from Larkspur or whatever. That's where the train runs to, right?
Yeah. I think it'll run all the way to the... to Sausalito.
Does it really? I thought that was
maybe
the
it is just going to Larkspur. I'm not sure.
The last design I had heard was that it was going from Santa Rosa to Larkspur, and they couldn't get it to go any further because everyone in Marin was stonewalling the fuck out of them.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that... I think that might have gotten dealt with. I'm not
That'd
too sure.
That'd be great. I mean, you'll never get it to go to San Francisco because Marin ain't having that, but...
Well,
Sausalito is pretty good.
Yeah. Also, I mean, building a fucking something that attaches to the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever it is.
They could put it under the water.
Yeah, they could. They could do a lot of shit.
Yeah. But that would require the state of California to have money, which it does not.
No, yeah, that's...
No money, no water. Come to California. It's great.
It's fucking awesome. They make movies here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they make them in Vancouver.
Oh.
And then sell them in China.
They make porno here.
They do. They just tell everybody that they shoot it in Las Vegas because of all the fucking, the Valley's new laws about, yo, you gotta wear condoms.
Yep.
Which people are like, what? That's not porno.
Do you listen to ASAP Rocky at all?
Yeah, here and there.
My girlfriend just did a photo shoot with him, and apparently he is, like, the nicest dude.
Huh. That's good to hear. Yeah, that dude's all right.
She will occasionally come away from shoots being like, I hate this fucking person. Like, people she was super excited to do things with, but
yeah.
She came back, like, all, like, giggly and, like, happy because he was super cool.
Mm.
Action Bronson, apparently not that great of a dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's very busy and very stoned.
Yeah, he was extremely stoned. That was true.
Yeah, that's, my understanding, well, I don't know, I was listening to some interview that he did on satellite radio around the time of his album coming out, and he was just like, yeah, I just get high all the time. That's just like, you know, that's just how it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You already know. I'm like, oh, yes. I already know. See?
See, there's a way you can do that and not be, you know, an aloof dick, but apparently that's kind of how he comes across.
Well. There you go.
Yeah. She gets all the rap shoots, I think, because other people on her team don't necessarily want to work with the rappers.
Huh. Weird. Has she had any further interactions with Ricky Powell?
None that I'm aware of. I think at some point he got her phone number and started, like, texting her, like, weird shit, and then just kind of stopped talking to her.
All right.
Because they were, like, trying to track down a bunch of old photos from the 80s or whatever, and then, like, he started just being real chatty in, like, a weird, maybe kind of creepy way. I don't know.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're Ricky Powell.
There's nothing creepy about Ricky Powell. He's in his own... He's rapping with the Rickster, man. You saw the best of rapping with the Rickster?
I did.
That's not creepy?
No. There's nothing creepy about that whatsoever.
Chat on chat.
how much chat is happening right now.
I'm pointing this at chat so I can see chat about the chat.
Nah, you don't want to do that, man. It's not good. Not a good idea. It's like that last episode of Star Trek Next Generation. They're all focusing the beams in the same place at different time periods, and it causes a fucking fissure and kills time.
Totally.
It kills time!
Uh-huh.
That's what this is going to do.
Yeah, I hope so. I watched Interstellar over the weekend. I know what awaits us.
Planets with sick waves.
Yes. I didn't especially like that movie.
It doesn't seem like your kind of movie. I feel like Nolan stuff in general is not really your thing.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. It was fine. Like, I liked the science of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? You know what's really good in that movie?
What's that?
Matt Damon.
Fuck yeah!
Like, it just turns into a weird comedy for about 5 minutes. Where he's like, don't judge me! Like, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the Matt Damon appearance in that movie is the Tim Robbins appearance in War of the Worlds. It's just like, it kind of comes out of nowhere, it's really weird, it kind of turns the movie into something else for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so the traffic always just kind of lets up right here every morning. And then it'll get a little suck-ass once you're in the city, I guess, but, you know, whatever.
That's kind of unavoidable.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they building over there?
Where? Oh, there? I don't know. Looks almost like a parking garage.
Kinda.
Someone just said Billy Corgan is trending on Twitter.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Is he trying to reform Smashing Pumpkins again? Did his wrestling league suddenly get popular?
Yes. But did he stop doing that?
I think he still owns an indie federation or has some ownership stake in an indie federation. I don't know if he's like actively involved in it, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that commercial of him and the wrestlers at the furniture store is not from that long ago.
This guy says Billy Corgan is part of TNA Creative now.
That explains a few things. Huh. That sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I tried to watch a little bit of TNA here and there.
I thought about it. I continue to think about it.
I just wanted to see if it had any noticeable difference since they moved to Destination America. And the answer is, other than some of the people you remember leaving, no.
Who do they have announcing now that Taz is gone?
I don't know. The last time one I watched, Taz was still there. It was Taz and Jeremy Borash, and that was it.
Borash, Jesus Christ.
Like Tanae's gone.
What, really?
Yeah, or at least he wasn't there the last couple of shows I listened to.
Fucking how can you... Oh, Josh Matthews, right. He went over there.
That's right.
Right.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm trying to think, basically anyone who was, like, a name that you sort of recognized, except for Kurt Angle, left.
Right, yeah.
Like, the Dudleys are gone.
Joe's gone. AJ has obviously been gone.
Yeah, that was long ago.
Yeah, but that's... When I think about TNA, AJ Styles was TNA.
Right.
You know? Like, he was kind of there. He seemed like the homegrown talent. He seemed like the guy that should have been there. Their golden boy and all that other stuff, and then they never used it right, or whatever it was. So now he's out there breaking people's necks in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a 3-on-3-on-3 match. And at one point, Angelico just straight up dives off the roof of fucking Dario Cueto's office into the ring.
Okay.
Like, he just does a running leap into the ring onto two dudes.
Sure.
That's pretty all right. Great.
It's just, it's really hard to, I feel like it's really hard to kind of pick that show up midstream with the storyline stuff. Like, having watched the first couple episodes and then, like, trying to watch, like, the 16th one. I'm just like, I fucking whatever.
Well, the good news is the season finale, I think, is coming up semi-soon. Yeah, yeah. So they'll take a break, and then you could theoretically jump back in whenever the next one starts up.
Yeah, I would like to kind of just, like, marathon it or something and see how that goes.
I think it's, what, 39 episodes is what they're doing?
Mm.
I want to say that was the number I read.
Yeah. So people are saying Ring of Honor is syndicated.
Okay.
And on the CW in some locations, but I don't think it's on out here.
Yeah, I've never seen it in New York.
There's still a bunch of fucking weird shit that's on DirecTV, like fucking Global Wrestling from Hollywood, or, you know,
right.
like Hardcore Wrestling, or, you know, it's like three different little fucking terribly produced shows that air on the random regional sports channels, like fucking Sports Tab Ohio or whatever the fuck, that just look like public access shows or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what... That's what most indie wrestling looks like.
Yep. At one point, I went through and just started recording everything that had the word that came back when you search the word wrestling. So I have a bunch of random shit like that.
That's great. That's a great way to go.
Yeah. Like, that fucking promotion, the Hollywood thing is like fucking Stu Stone. Like fucking Jamie Kennedy's friend
wow.
from that rap album.
Wow.
Is the announcer or something.
Yeah, you know, that's...
So it's real bad.
That sounds about right.
Totally, yes. Starting to get invites to pre-show events.
Yeah. When's Judges Week?
It's like middle of May.
Okay.
It's not too far.
I'm making a bold prediction here. This is going to be the weirdest and most awkward E3 in memory.
Sure. I could maybe see that.
It's going to be a lot of sort of desperation-tinged press conferences and just a lot of, like, just shifting, nervous shifting from everyone, trying to get everyone to pay attention to what minuscule lineups they have.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of... It could either go that way, or it'll be a bunch of fucking big, heavy-hitting ass announcements. That then you go like, oh, none of this is actually going to happen this year, or
right. Or
maybe not even next year, is it?
The problem is, I feel like they did that last year, and if they try to do that 2 years in a row, like just companies in general,
like the word that fucking that Microsoft is doing that fucking Gears anniversary thing,
yeah.
is like the fucking most tragic thing I've seen.
Yes,
but I think it depends on who's developing it or whatever. Like there, it seemed like that was up in the air, whether it was actually fucking Black Tusk or. Or some other studio doing it, but
right.
like, fuck that, man.
Yes, fuck that is my general response to that.
Like, I like Gears of War quite a bit, except for that fourth game, because Jesus,
the game that probably did not need to happen.
No, the that contract fulfilling hit.
Yep.
What if they switch it up and announce a new Elder Scrolls instead of Fallout 4? Will LA burn? Well, they won't switch it up because they're still trying to get behind Elder Scrolls Online in a way that, like, a new Elder Scrolls game would bury their MMO.
Totally.
So, like...
Also, whatever Elder Scrolls thing they might be working on is almost definitely not in a place where they can announce it yet.
Yeah, because I, you know, remember that the console version of Elder Scrolls Online is out, like, the week before E3.
That's right.
So, at some point in that Bethesda press conference, they'll probably get up there and go like, and remember, we just put out Elder Scrolls Online on consoles, and over 1 million people played the beta, and boy, it was a huge hit. Oh, Jesus Christ, please care about our train wreck of a video game.
Yeah, it's a real crying shame what's going on with that.
Whatever. Yeah. They made a lot of decisions a lot of years ago that seemed like sound ideas at the time, mm-hmm. and then the whole fucking business changed underneath the MMO market. You can't blame them for making those choices, but...
No, I don't, but that's why I say it's a shame, because, you know, they thought they had something that was, you know, keeping up with... the then current trends, and then they were not able to pivot away from those previous trends.
Yeah. Down here in the other chat here, the folks are saying that they were in the ESO console beta and that it is still dull and lifeless.
That sounds about right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're going to Final Fantasy XIV that thing. Like, they're not going to blow it up and turn it into something else.
No, no.
It's not in the foreseeable future.
I mean, you know, they've got their tiered approach to where, like, now it's not a game that you need to pay a subscription fee for.
Right.
But they're still charging retail price for the game.
Right.
They have to do that to protect price on consoles. And then at some point they will say, and now it's a free-to-play game, and you can get in and further, and there'll be a, you know, it'll be like, okay, now we've got three tiers of, if you bought the box, you get this, if you have an active subscription, you get everything, if you just download it, you get, you know, and they'll fucking figure it out, whatever. Old Republic made plenty of money, is making plenty of money on that approach. Like,
I'm not saying they won't make money, I just,
it's just not a sexy thing anymore, you know, because... it's just a line item on a balance sheet. You just go like, well, the people that care about it, and fuck everyone else.
Yep. But hey, Fallout 4, that'll be...
Yeah, but hey, Fallout 4, right?
That'll be something. Oh, God, what if it's not Fallout 4? Oh, God, what if it's something else?
I mean, but, you know, like, if you think about, like, that team obviously has to be working on something, and... imagine if it was something new, that would be exciting as well.
Sure.
If not more so than a Fallout 4.
Just saying, what if they, like, fucking throw out, like, Prey 2 or something?
Oh, yeah, Todd Howard really saw a lot of potential in the Prey license, and after that thing fell apart, decided that this is the game we're going to make.
Oh,
yeah. Chat up here on Periscope says, Prey 2 for Android! I'm like, yes! Why not? I'm a space bounty hunter on my phone!
Windows tablet exclusive!
What's the semi-beautiful thing about where the Windows stuff is headed is that there will be no Windows tablet exclusive,
right?
Because everything will run on everything.
I know. But still... just this one thing.
Sometimes this tunnel sucks in the tunnel, but it almost always sucks immediately
right
after the tunnel.
And here we are.
The other weird thing is a satellite radio signal cuts out here, not in the tunnel.
That doesn't make any sense.
But here. Makes me wonder what's right here radioactively. So this lane here is eventually going to be a turn-only lane that takes you into the marina.
Right.
So I don't know which way you want to go.
But, I'll get out of that.
And then they've been building this other tunnel stuff over here, and there's a second tunnel that isn't even in use back there. So I don't know. It's going to be in a tunnel the whole fucking time or what. But
San Francisco is a tunnel now.
Yeah. That's fine.
I mean, we're all eventually going to be living underground anyway.
Yeah.
Irradiate the
earth. Yeah, might as well start fucking dig deep.
Get a head start on it. Just a million ground-dwelling San Franciscans who refuse to inoculate their children.
Yeah. Are you going to cross the Golden Gate? We already did. It is back there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's it. There you go. That's that crane dumping dirt into the back of a truck. That's the new Golden Gate Bridge.
Doesn't have quite the same majesty as the original, but
nope.
You know.
This guy's doing something up here on the side of this thing. Fuck if I know.
I think he's peeing. I think he's peeing on that wall.
Yeah, well. Do you think Fallout 4 will be out this year? I mean, I feel like we've just assumed at this point that Fallout 4 is the announcement. That's what we're assuming.
We're going with assumption.
I don't actually know for sure.
Yeah.
Because everything I heard about Fallout 4, I heard 3 or 4 fucking years ago now. So it's like, I don't know.
I would say they will announce it as a 2015 game with no date, and it will slip to early 2016.
I could see them announcing it as a 2016 Q4 release.
Sure.
And as a stopgap, putting Skyrim out on new consoles.
Sure. That game is fun. It did well.
With all these hot new mods you could put out on it, too.
So educate me slightly on that whole thing. I was reading up on some of it. I don't entirely understand how this is all working because I'm not a big mod person.
Yeah.
So it's a limited set of mods that are done through Steam tools that are for sale?
So the Steam Workshop lets you make mods for games and upload them and distribute them easily. You can go in and subscribe to a mod and it'll, you know, keep it up to date and all this other shit. It's actually relatively slick.
Right.
For installing mods.
But if you're using mod tools that are outside the realm of the Steam Workshop stuff, you can't charge for that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically like stuff, it's basically if you're uploading something to the Steam Workshop, you can opt to charge money for it.
Right, okay.
As a mod creator.
Okay. I get it now.
And then from there, Valve gets a cut, Bethesda gets a cut, and the mod creator gets a quarter of it at the end.
Right.
Or something like that. It sounds like the percentages are largely set by Bethesda.
Right. Well, and people are getting really up in arms about those percentages, but I know what rates are generally for derivative work type stuff, and that it didn't seem super far outside the lines for that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, people have said like, well, shouldn't mod creators just take donations and go that way? It's like, yeah, that's another way you could go.
I mean, that excludes the system, which sort of regulates that stuff.
Yeah.
But yes, you could do that if you wanted
to. Well, so the problem is, like, you would like to think that Valve put a lot of fucking work into, like, making all that shit fucking work and making all that shit easy to understand and, like having a level of quality control. But instead what happened is, like, day one, a bunch of fucking shit went up.
Well, of course.
And then fucking, you know, people pirated the mods and fucking, you know, people were selling mods that they didn't own and all this fucked up shit. So it just went fucking the worst possible
that
direction.
That I did not expect.
Like day fucking one, you know?
I did not expect it would be bad enough to where people could sell shit they did not make.
Yeah, you just upload it and say, yes, I own. I mean, they're probably not going to get any of the money.
Right.
Assuming that the creator of the mod finds it and then, like, they've kind of left it on that end to actually, like, they have to file, like, a DMCA takeover.
Oh, fucking great. That always works out so well.
Yeah, right? Like, so it's, you know, like Valve could have protected those mod makers a little better, a lot better, mm-hmm. from the sounds of things, and generally made the experience less shitty instead of more shitty.
Right.
And now you have, like, guys that have made, like, you know, and whatever, like paid mods have existed before.
Right.
They exist in Minecraft, and, you know, there's weird shit around that, too. But you got one guy that fucking had some kind of mod, you know, there's a free version and a paid version, and in the free version, it's something like, you know, you read the comment from him, and it's like, 4% of the time, a pop-up ad appears for paying, you know, buying the full version of the mod.
Right.
When you're using the free version. And it's just like, well, fucking, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no one took any time to think about, like, what's the right approach for this stuff. They just did it because they could do it, and you know, I'm sure Valve will make a lot of adjustments after the fact, but...
I fucking hope so.
But it's one of those things that, you know, like, they could have actually made a good first impression and made that thing better and made that thing, you know, it's like, on some level, I agree with the idea that, like, hey, you know, people that spend a lot of time on stuff like that, maybe they should be allowed to be paid for it.
Yeah.
If they want. And maybe a system should be in place for that. Like, that's not the end of the fucking world, but the way it got handled was real fucking suck ass, and it's just kind of indicative of Valve's approach to a lot of things, where they just,
especially lately,
yeah, they put out, you know, they build a fucking whole new system like Greenlight and all this other stuff, and then they just put it out there and then let fucking chaos reign. It's this real fucking free market libertarian garbage that, like, just immediately goes to shit because it's the internet.
Yeah.
It relies
too much on humanity to not suck.
Yeah, like,
people involved to not suck.
Their 1.0s on this stuff, or their first shippable or whatever on their new Steam features, are always terrible.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they clean it up, and they go like, well, Greenlight didn't work the way we wanted, so we're doing this, and, you know, there was, I think Gabe Newell was out over the weekend, or out in the wake of this mod stuff, going like, yeah, we know some of this stuff fucking sucks, and we're working on it, but it takes time.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I don't doubt it.
You didn't necessarily have to launch right away, but hey, you know, I'm sure you had your reasons.
And, you know, maybe if fucking, like, Valve wasn't a fucking black box.
Right.
That shit just flows out of with no real, you know, if they were a little more open about some of that stuff.
That's not the way.
Then, you know, maybe they'd be a little better about it. And one of the things, like, you know, when they did Steam Dev Days, like, they came out and said, hey, this is coming, like the paid mod support thing, like, months ago.
Right.
But, you know, that's not targeted at fucking end users, you know? So they're just like, wait, what? Paid mods? What's this? Why is it broken? Why is this shit all fucked? Like, nah,
whatever. Man.
They say more games are, like, gonna add support for paid mods in the coming weeks. That was part of their initial release.
Right.
And I wonder now if anyone will follow through with it because of how fucked this has been.
Or if it'll just, like, wait it out just until it gets better.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on whether they sign contracts with other people to, like, you are the first, you know.
Right.
You are the first ones to do this, so you have to do it.
Realize that this is gonna like now I need to find a fucking charge cable for my phone.
I have a USB charger cable with me.
All right.
I just plug it in my laptop or whatever. Or yours.
Yeah. Those are some cool dudes standing on the corner back there.
Yep. Smoking.
Wearing sunglasses.
Letting people know this is their street.
That's right.
Specifically Lombard. Can't go down Lombard without,
right.
You know,
paying tribute. You gotta pay tribute, you gotta pay its toll.
Bend the knee, motherfucker.
You wanna get to the Fondue Festival, you gotta come through us.
You want to drive down that windy bit?
Nope.
Talk to me.
Okay.
I got you. These people waiting next to a chain link fence, assumedly for a bus.
Yeah.
A bus that will never come.
There was some shit up here, like, a while ago. Like, I kind of drove through, like, 10 minutes after it happened. Some woman is, like, I don't know, like, 3 blocks further up that way. Mm-hmm. Some woman went on a driving spree of crashing into cars and stuff.
Oh, man.
And a policeman had to put her down.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Like, yeah. Like, just, like, she was running people, like, hitting people, hitting cars, like just fucking banging her way up the street and all kinds of, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And they had to stop her.
That's
and,
fucked.
And then they did.
Jesus.
More tunnel. Some hot tunnel here. Coming up on this hot tunnel.
Never be quiet through the tunnel. We have to be very...
Yeah, quiet through the tunnel.
Shh.
Don't fucking honk your horn. Hold your goddamn breath.
No, that's not how you hold your breath, Jeff. No, no, Jeff. Powerbomb cast tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, yeah?
The only other time we can do it is Thursday, because I'm taking a red eye that night. I'm gonna have to do that during the day, because I gotta leave at like 6:30.
Right, let's look at the studio schedule and see.
All right.
What sort of time we've got that we can get in there. I'm mostly apprehensive because I have not watched much wrestling, and what I did watch seemed like not something that made me want to watch more wrestling.
That's fair. Hey, you know, we'll do a short show if we gotta.
I think Dan's been in the same boat. He was saying that he has not watched a complete episode of Raw, so even he's just like fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, Drag Race has been on, doing its season, and that's on at, like, 9 on Monday, so I have just basically been missing that middle hour of Raw for the last, like, 8 weeks.
Ah.
And then going back and realizing I didn't miss much, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. These billboards are going up all over town for whatever. It's like some fucking, like, QA company that will QA your fucking apps.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a lot of white space, and then the name of the company's real small, so it just looks like a billboard that says, "Don't launch new apps!" And when I, like, glance at it, I go, fuck yeah, stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Stop all the downloading and uploading.
And then I look at it closer and go, ah, fuck you.
Whatever, man, it's too many apps. More apps than people.
Yep. I was reading an article last week that gave San Francisco about 9 months. Gave this bubble about 9 months
the
before
tech
it's
economy
done.
Here. Yeah. No, that sounds believable. Like, with all the fucking strife going on between cost of living and just the culture of the city being what it is these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, it was more about the tech bubble than it was specifically about San Francisco, but the tech bubble would take San Francisco with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the thing, like, all those apartments that are now, like, $4,000 or whatever in shitty neighborhoods.
Yeah.
No one would be able to afford that ever.
Yeah. Hey, last time it happened, I remember feeling pretty okay about things after the fact.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, there's less traffic, you can find parking.
If nothing else, it should cut back on the number of assholes longboarding down the street in the financial district.
I've seen an alarming number of fucking Razor scooters.
Oh, no. No, those can't come back.
Yeah.
No.
So that's been... That to me is like the harbinger. You look at it and go like, oh, yep.
Yeah.
This shit is done.
Yeah, once Razor scooters come around, that's... poison gas cloud can't be far behind.
Guy says, hi from Turkey.
Hi, Turkey.
Hello, Turkey.
How's Turkey these days?
Happy donuts, Turkey. This guy says, help from Dubai. All right.
Hi, Dubai. We're sending help right now. By help, I mean we're going to mail you some nacho cheese.
I need that for something.
Okay. For your Oreos.
Yeah. Here are some weird Oreos. Don't the engines, like, shut off in hybrids?
Yeah, usually, like, when they're just idle, it goes to the electric motor. I don't think this thing ever really shuts off, so this probably isn't a hybrid. This just has some sort of, like, eco thing in it.
Are there non-hybrid Yaris's?
I guess there are.
That seems crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing in the display that says anything about an electric engine. It's just like, here's your gas, and here's your fucking speed, go.
Well, maybe it's just like the low-end one, because obviously fucking, like, for a rental, they're going to get the cheapest fucking model possible, because it's a rental car.
Yeah. But hey, it is bright red, so there's that.
That's sporty!
Yeah!
This guy says, Yaris isn't hybrid.
There you go.
All right. I thought it was. I thought that was the whole point of it. Like Prius and Yaris and all that other shit.
No, Prius is definitely alright. I guess I never actually paid attention to what Yaris's were.
They made that video game.
That's right, they did. Oh man, I had forgotten about that. Advergaming, man.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Whatever, that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Connect thing is, like, not that old in the grand scheme of things.
No, it's not.
That Fast and the Furious thing, that's an advert game.
It is. That's probably one of the best ones.
Yeah. I tried playing that, and it broke.
Oh, no. What happened?
Like, there's an initial mission where it's like, drive here to start the first race. And I got there, and then it drew another line for me to follow. And when I tried to follow it, it reset me back somewhere else over and over again and never... So, like, the destination, it showed me on it, but then it would tell me to drive somewhere else, and it never...
Yeah, that's
not good. Never stopped doing that, so at some point I was like, well, fuck this.
If you can get it going, it's, like, 2.5 hours for the easiest 1,000 points you'll get if you play any Forza.
Yeah.
That said, I didn't mind that thing so much. I mean, it's the video game equivalent of a fucking website site skin.
Sure.
But it's well-made.
Yeah.
Hey, the parking lot's gone.
Yeah, they're doing all this construction. It's super weird. So
the
it's
hell
gone
am I
going temporarily,
to park
or maybe I don't know. Oh, I got to get the garage door remote out and also turn all this shit off. So
all right. We'll do that whenever we want. There's no one behind us.
Okay. Door coming up. And all this stuff shutting off. See you guys later.